and dear brothers and sisters listening over Radio Al Ansar. We have been discussing some aspects of Madina Tayyiba, and a day or two ago we went on to Makkah Mukarrama. So once again, meri nazaron mein tum ho bade muhtaram, ya jibal al haram, ya jibal al haram. Meri nazaron mein tum ho bade muhtaram, ya jibal al haram, ya jibal al haram. Ye duae haram lazzate multazam, ho ata sabko ye ne'mate mughtanam. Ye duae haram lazzate multazam, ho ata sabko ye ne'mate mughtanam. Ae khuda hai faqat aapka ye karam, kar rahe hain jo hum sab tawaf-e haram. So it is only the fazl of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala if a person is blessed with the opportunity of going to Makkatul Mukarrama. As we discussed in Madina Tayyiba, also that it is a lifetime opportunity. It is a great, rewarding act. It is an ibadat. In the same way here, the person is going to be making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. As I said in the other talks, that I am not giving a Hajj bayan detailing every aspect of Hajj. That I am sure the listeners have been listening to from the different speakers. I just want to highlight a few aspects which will inshallah then create a kind of thirst in the heart of the person to increase his ibadat day, to restrain himself from sins, and to engage in much du'as as possible. So as I mentioned, that this tawaf when the person is making, then he must visualize, he must picture. And not only picture, he must truly believe that it was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions that made tawaf on that same piece of ground. He must believe, it must be his yaqeen, it must be his faith, that it is that same piece of ground on which 124,000 Nabis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made tawaf. It is that same piece of ground on which Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi, Khaja Mawinuddin Ajmeri rahmatullah alayhi, Khaja Nizamuddin Awliya rahmatullah alayhi, Shah Waliullah rahmatullah alayhi, Sayyid Ahmad Rifai rahmatullah alayhi, and you can go on, the list is unending. All the great wuzrugs and walis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, on that same piece of ground they made their tawaf. It is something that we just can't imagine, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, out of his ihsan, out of his mercy, out of his kindness, out of his love for us, he gives us that opportunity to walk on that same piece of ground. Yet we know that our feet, how many haram places we have walked to. We have gone to the cinemas, to the theaters, to the discos, and sometimes rave clubs. And people have even gone to prostitute quarters, and they have gone to so many other haram places. Now with that same feet, we are going to be making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. However, we must not lose hope in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy. And this is what I'm trying to emphasize, that although we will be going there with our dirty hearts, but the example which I gave of the washing machine, that in the washing machine you put dirty clothes and then the drum rotates and it extracts all the dirt. Here in the Kaaba Sharif, when we are entering the tawaf, they press the button at the Hajr-e Aswad, and then every round the hearts which we have put into this machine, all the dirt is being extracted from there. So when we are making this tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, we must not lose hope that because we have got dirty feet, our feet have walked to so many dirty places, therefore our tawaf will be rejected. No. In fact, this is what Ghalib had said, Tum kis muh se Kaaba jaoge Ghalib, sharm tumko magar nahi aati. Oh Ghalib, with what face are you going to go to the Kaaba Sharif? Don't you feel ashamed, oh Ghalib? Out of humility, you're saying that, but don't you feel ashamed? With what face are you going to go? Because he knew what his past life was. But Ghalib, Hazrat Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, says that in this poetry of his, he has created despair in the hearts of many a person who would have liked to go for Hajj. Because they will think that how can we go for Hajj when we have committed so much of sins? Sadef or Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab down with Barakatuhum. My Shaykh, he says that I have changed, his Shaykh Hazrat Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahab Rahmatullah, he says I have changed that poetry. And what I have said is this, Main isi muh se Kaaba jaunga, sharm ko khaak mein milaunga. I will go with the same face of mine to the Kaaba Sharif. What are you talking about? Shame. I will make put shame to the ground. Main isi muh se Kaaba jaunga, sharm ko khaak mein milaunga. Ro ro ke unko main manaunga, apni bigdi yun banaunga. But what will I do? When I am there, I will go with the same face. I cannot avoid that. Otherwise, I will be like that person who is standing outside the seashore. And this person has got filth on his body. He's got dirt. He's got urine, stool, blood, and all other kinds of filth on his body. And now he's addressing the ocean. And he tells the ocean that, oh ocean, if I have to come into you, you will also become dirty. Therefore, I'm going to remain outside and I will watch you. So if he stands like that all his life also, he will never become clean. What he has to do is take a dive into that ocean, and the waters of the ocean will not only make him park, but the waters of the ocean will remain park and pure for people to make wuzu and to people to have a swim and have a bath. So this person also, whatever kind of sins he has got on him, we are not saying that the person will be park and pure and clean. He will go there with those sins. Of course, he will be sincerely repenting, sincerely making tawbah, but even if he has arrived there in that condition, so now what will he do there? He says, Main isi muh se Kaaba jaunga, sharm ko khaak mein milaunga. But then once he is there, he says, ro ro ke unko manaunga. I will cry before my Allah. I will shed tears of repentance. And as I mentioned that little beautiful couplet, Jo gire idhar zami par mere ashk ke sitare, to chamak utha falak par meri bandagi ka tara. So when these stars will fall from his eyes, these tears are stars which will fall from his eyes on the ground, then at that time the star of his servitude to Allah Ta'ala will shine in the heavens. So he says, ro ro ke main unko manaunga. And this is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did at the Kaaba Sharif. This is what he did at the Multazam. This is what he did in under the Mizab e Rahmat. He was park, he was pure, he was clean, he was sinless, he was masoom Nabi. But read all the books of history, and especially his Hajjatul Wada, and you will find there how much of tears my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam shed there. So if he who was masoom and sinless could have shed so much of tears, so we who go with all our sins, if we shed tears of repentance and nadamat, and we plead to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for forgiveness, and we pledge that we are not going to return to those sins again, and those sins which involved the rights of others, then when we are returning to South Africa, then we will make sure that we will repay to whomsoever whatever is due, and we will seek forgiveness from each and every one, whatever harm and injury and pain we must have caused them without justification. However, this should be done, in fact, before the person even leaves for Hajj. Before leaving for Hajj, he should be making so much of tawbah and istighfar that when he arrives there, he is already clean and he is pure. But nevertheless, if he is there, then this is what he must be doing. And if he has already been forgiven, then it will increase and elevate his stages. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will bless him with his qurb and his marifat. So when the person is looking at the Kaaba Sharif,